Om Shanti. It's a great pleasure and my privilege to meet the brothers and sisters of the entire globe here. Good morning, everybody. We are Baba's special children. Do you know, God has three types of children. One is those who are suffering always. They are called rogi bachche. Dusre hain, the other categories, they are bhogis. They are enjoying life and they are bhogis. And the third categories, they are yogi. So, we are Baba's yogi children, the most fortunate, elevated souls. If you read Srimad Bhagavad Gita, where the God's version has been noted down, God says, Arjuna, there are millions and millions of people in the world, but out of those millions, it is the yogi children to whom I love very much. So we are very fortunate that we are Baba's most beloved children. God loves us. But who is a yogi? Who is called yogi? The yoga taught by Shri Baba, our Godfather, it is not like the yoga or meditation taught by others. They practice it for few hours or minutes, that's all. It is not like that. We have to adopt a yogic lifestyle here. If you read the Gita, the original versions of God, where it has been mentioned, Tasmat Sarvesu Kalesu Yogir Bhavarjuna. That means, you become a constant yogi. Not for few minutes, few hours, throughout the day. Always. And the various methods of yoga or meditation taught by so many people, human beings, you cannot practice those 24 hours. Impossible. Here, whatever Baba is teaching to us, it is so simple. Everybody can practice it. And God has told, Yogastha Kuru Karmani. While at work also, you do this yoga. That means, if it is Hatha Yoga, like Chakrasan, Vakrasan, Sirsasan, Adi, whatever people teach in the world, you cannot practice all those while at work. But what Baba is teaching us, my children, don't utter the word yoga. It is a word of the path of devotion. You remember me. Baba says, remember me. So lovingly, if somebody remembers somebody, it is possible, always he can remember. In the Laukik world also we see, if two friends are very close, they remember each other constantly. Similarly, if we have love for God, we can remember while at work also and constantly also. That's why what Baba is teaching us, Raj Yoga, is a constant yoga. And we can practice it whole day and night. But to become a constant yogi, always in remembrance, always in connection with God. Why Baba is stressing that? Because Baba says, Bhula to laga maya ka gola. That means, once you forget me, then only maya attacks you. So don't forget me only. Always remain in my remembrance, in connection with me, so that maya will not dare to come near to you. Forget about fighting. So, those children who constantly remember Shiva Baba, a God, always remain safe, always remain charged with the power of God. They become the Master Almighty Authority. And the most important thing, we know, all of us, we know the benefit of yoga. In our university, we read 4 subjects. All of you know, 4 subjects. Those who will pass in all these 4 subjects, they will go to the golden age and celebrate from the very beginning. But the fail students, they go to the silver age. In which subject they fail? Do you know? In which subject? In meditation or yoga. First subject is the spiritual knowledge. Second subject is Rajyoga meditation. Third subject is Dharana, inculcation of divine virtues. And fourth subject is Godly service. So out of all these subjects, the second subject, Rajyoga, in that subject, those who fail, they go to the silver age. And in which vice actually defeated the Chandravansi? Those who go to the silver age, they are called Chandravansi or Kshatriya warriors. In which, actually, they are defeated by which vice? Do you know? Not lust. See, Ramchandra, if you go to the even interior periphery in India, in the villages, people worship Ramchandra like anything. There are so many temples of Rama, and they call Rama as Maryada Purushottam. So in lust or purity, he has passed it. But the second vice is anger. So he could not conquer anger completely. That's why he has been shown as a warrior, always alert. So those who are constantly yogi, they are powerful in this subject of remembrance. They conquer all the vices. But those who are little bit weak in the subject of remembrance, Rajyoga, sex lust, okay, they conquer it. But anger and other vices, little bit also stress, if it is there, they fail and they go to the silver age. I believe my all sweet brothers and sisters, we are all fortunate enough. We have come before it is too late in the knowledge, and Baba is empowering us. Definitely we will conquer all these vices and we will go to this golden age. Isn't it? Are anybody interested to go to the silver age? Anybody? Those who are interested, raise your hand. No. So see, then we have to become very powerful in this subject, because Baba has told my children, don't take this second subject, Rajyoga meditation, very light. You have to work hard from the very beginning, otherwise at the end, during the examination, you will fail. In Laukik studies also, the subjects which are very tough, the students, they start preparing from the very beginning. During examination, if they start to read, nothing they can understand. So the tough subject we have to prepare from the very beginning. That's why Baba is always stressing on this subject. My children, don't take it lightly. Otherwise, ultimately you will fail and go to the silver age. And to become a constant yogi, powerful yogi, one cannot all on a sudden he become like that. Somebody has to practice it. And practice makes a man perfect, somebody has told. So, by constant practice only, because in Gita also Arjuna asks God several times, repeatedly, God, my mind is wavering, running here and there. It is like a wild horse. I am unable to control it. Please tell me what to do. So God has given two most important answer for that. God is telling Arjuna, you can control your mind by constant repeated practice only. And the other thing is unlimited disinterest. If you have attachment and interest to the worldly things, affairs, your mind will be running here and there only. So you have to develop interest, that is unlimited interest, and by constant practice only you can conquer your mind. And those who can conquer the mind, then conquer the entire world. So to become a powerful yogi, there are certain steps. Baba has told, you have to become a conqueror of sleep first. To become a tapasvi, those who do very powerful meditation, they are called tapasvi. In the Laukik world also, if you see them, they are conqueror of sleep. If you cannot conquer your sleep, then you cannot become a tapasvi. So, pahle nidrajit, conqueror of sleep. After that, the second challenge will come. The obstacles of nature. Someday it will be very cold, someday it will be very hot. Sometimes your body, the bodies, this five element is also called prakriti, nature. Some problem may come in the body also. So all these natural things will come on your way. You have to conquer all these things also. So those who conquer the nature, they are called prakriti jit. Nidrajit, Prakritijit. Then comes the third stage, Karmendriyajit. Your sense organs, they will again create problems. So to become a tapasvi, one has to conquer over these sense organs also. So Nidrajit, Prakritijit, Karmendriyajit. Next step comes Manjit, the conqueror of the mind. Next comes Mayajit, conqueror of Maya. Then Jagatjit, conqueror of the world. So man, Nidrajit, Prakritijit, Karmendrajit, Manjit, Mayajit, Jagatjit. So those who conquer the sleep, they are called conqueror of sleep, then conqueror of nature, conqueror of the sense organs, conqueror of the mind, conqueror of Maya, then the entire world. These are the steps for tapasya. So to become a powerful yogi, one has to become the conqueror of sleep first. And Baba says, my children, those who are rogi and bhogi, those who are diseased and they are bhogis, they sleep very quite late in the morning. They get up very late in the morning. But the yogi children, they get up quite early. When the entire world is sleeping, at that time, the yogi children, they get up and they establish all relationship with God and they get everything from God. So, to become a powerful yogi, one has to get up early in the morning. Then only it is possible. Why it is like that? Actually, throughout the day, there are so many distractions. So many distractions. If you want to remember God in a powerful way, it is not possible sometimes. That's why Baba is repeatedly stressing upon this point. My children, get up early in the morning. Those who get up at 5 a.m. in the morning, they are called devotees. They collect flowers, go to the temples or churches or mosque or gurudwara and they worship there. They are worshippers, devotees. Those who get up 4 a.m., they are called yogis. And those who get up before that, 3:30, 3 o'clock or quarter to 4, they are called Rajyogi. That's why here at 3:30 a.m. daily, you listen the beautiful song. The God invokes us. My children, get up, it is the sweet nectar hour, get up. अमृत वेला शुद्ध पवन है मेरे लाडले जागो प्रभु मिलन की यही वेला है मेरे लाडले जागो. दिस इज द गोल्डन आवर टू मीट गॉड. गेट अप माय चिल्ड्रेन. सो दोज हु गेट अप बिफोर 4 दे आर कॉल्ड राजयोगी. बिफोर दैट महायोगी. बिफोर दैट महा महायोगी. एंड दोज हु गेट अप एट 6 एम दे आर कॉल्ड भोगी. And 7 a.m. Rogi. 8 a.m. Maharogi. And 9 a.m. Mahamaharogi. So now the world has become a world of Rogi and Bhogi. That's why Baba is telling my children, become yogi. So Amrit Vela, those who get up in the Amrit Vela and remember Baba, they are called yogi children. So we are yogi children. And Baba says, actually, the turning point in my life, I am telling you, when I was going through all these abhyakt murlis of Baba from 69 onwards, every murli I was reading, and one day I came across a murli where Baba has told, my children, those who, you just take care of the nectar hour, golden. This is the golden hour, nectar hour, Amrit Vela. I will take care of everything of your life. See the promise of God. If just 1 hour in Amrit Vela, if you make it powerful, then God will take all the responsibilities of our life. Is there any other simple method than this? If you out of 24 hours, just 1 hour, if you make it powerful, then whole life's responsibility Baba is taking care. So how effective it is out of all these efforts, whatever you are doing, if you just take care of the 1 hour or 2 hours in the nectar hour, Amrit Vela, and early in the morning, then Baba is taking whole responsibilities of our life. So how important it is. But what happens? Baba says, Maya first makes you lazy so that you will not get up or not have effective connection with me so that you will become powerful. If Maya attacks somebody in the Brahmin life, it is first the Amrit Vela will be lost. He will not get up. Just like in the world, if you go somewhere, some dacoits, they enter into somebody's house to rob something. The first step, what they do? They just put up the main switch, isn't it? So that everything will be dark. Then the telephone line they will cut so that you cannot communicate to the police or anybody else. Then they will take away everything from the house. Similarly, Maya, when attacks our Brahmin children, what she does? Initially, the Amrit Vela will be finished. That means the light and might we receive from God, finished. So everything will be dark. Your connection is cut off. The connection of light is gone. Next, once Amrit Vela is lost, then second you think, I can read anyway, Murli letter also I can read in the library or somewhere else. So then the Murli class will be missed. That means the telephone line is cut off because Baba talks in through the Murli to us. So Maya attacks first by just making somebody lazy so that he will not get up in the early morning, Amrit Vela. Next, Murli class will be missed. Then everything is dark. Then Maya takes away all these qualities from the Brahmin life. So that's why Amrit Vela is the foundation of Brahmin life. Those who take care of the Amrit Vela, very powerful in Amrit Vela, the whole life Baba will be helping them. Other things will be just very simple and everything will be so easy for them. Those who do not get up early in the morning, do not do Amrit Vela powerfully, then the whole Brahmin life becomes very difficult for them. Always they will be talking, it is very difficult. Baba says so many things, it is very difficult, very tough, very tough. They will not find easy. But whereas Baba always says, my children, I teach you easy Raj Yoga. Easy Raj Yoga, it is not difficult. The whole education is easy, but when we are weak, then it becomes tough for us. Otherwise, whatever Baba is teaching, it is easy for everybody. Those who do not follow Srimat, they find it difficult. But how to make this Amrit Vela powerful? What is the way? What is the means? Because in this meditation, simply getting up and sitting is not the meditation. It is not called Raj Yoga. Just like if you go to some human beings who teach meditation, what they say? Just make your mind vacuum, empty completely, don't think anything. That is not meditation. So Baba tells, if you don't think, how long you will stop it? The soul is called a conscious entity because the soul has the power to think. And the other things, those who do not have souls, they are dead. They can't have the power to think. So it is the basic quality or nature of the soul is to think. But the thoughts process, because we do not have control on that, because sometimes we have waste thoughts, sometimes negative thoughts, that's why these thoughts, they have made us like that. Because thoughts are the roots, the seeds. If somebody's thoughts are very powerful, his words also will be powerful. Action will be also in that way. But the thoughts, we have never controlled them. That's why we have deteriorated like to this extent. So Baba is now telling us, my children, take care of your thoughts. Every thought should be very powerful. So in meditation, we do not stop our thoughts. We have to create such thoughts which should not only empower us, but it should spread a vibration to the entire atmosphere, even to the globe. So in Amrit Vela, how we should have a very powerful connection with Baba. Before Amrit Vela, certain things we have to, from the previous day we have to start. Then only Amrit Vela will be powerful, otherwise not. those who want to have a very, very good Amritvela and powerful Amritvela, please raise your hands. Everybody. Thank you very much. Everybody. Naturally, who does not like in Amritvela, if you have very powerful meeting with Baba, Baba fills our apron with all his power, light, might, knowledge, everything. Baba tells, my children, a person, however big or great he is, he may be devoting his time for the whole world, but still he finds some time for his own family members. Similarly, Baba is a world benefactor. He takes care of everybody. But still, Baba says, you yogi children are my special children. And for you, I have kept this Amritvela reserved for you only. I don't have other business for anybody. In Amritvela, I fulfill all your desire. I take care of you, children. I sustain you. I empower you. So, to have a very effective meeting with God in Amritvela, we have to start preparing from the previous day only. Because whole day, whatever we are doing, accordingly, this reflects our next day morning. The whole day, you are not at ease. You are fighting with each other. You have always tension and stress in mind. Obviously, next day morning when you get up, you will feel very tired. You will not feel comfortable. And it is very difficult to get up early in the morning also. So whole day, those who take care of whole day, it is a vicious cycle. If your whole day is very nice, good, next day morning Amritvela will be powerful. And Amritvela powerful, whole day will be powerful. See, it is a constant cycle. So if you keep attention for the whole day, no, I should not have waste thoughts. I should not think ill of anybody. Always talking very sweetly and nicely and to enlighten somebody, and always doing whatever we are doing for service only. And our interpersonal relationship with also very good. We get blessings from others. And before going to bed, if we convey everything or all our charts to Baba and make our account very clean and go to rest, automatically Baba will get up, get us up early in the morning in the Amritvela. So previous day, we should have very little dinner. Those who eat very late and very heavy meals, it is very difficult to get up early in the morning. What people are doing, bhogis and other people, what they are doing? They will go to the hotels and having dinner at very late in the night and full dinner, because whole day they will be working, they will not take food. Morning, whatever bread or some teas or something like that, whole day they will be working, not take food. And at dinner, they will have sumptuous feast in the Brahma Bhojan in the night. So if somebody takes up to this in the night, naturally it takes at least 6 hours to digest whole food material. And so long as the food is in our tummy, our entire blood circulation is diverted to the intestine to digest it. Our brain is deprived of sufficient circulation, blood circulation. So, if your food is not completely digested, if you get up also, you'll feel drowsy because your brain is not that active. So, we Baba's children, those who are interested to become very powerful yogi meditators, should have our dinner before 9 p.m. in the night. Before 9 p.m. 7:30, 8 p.m. sufficient. And very less amount. So that after 6 hours, if you take dinner at 9 p.m., after 6 hours, that means 3 a.m., your stomach is completely empty. And at that time, if you get up, you will feel press. And if you sit in meditation, because your brain gets sufficient circulation, whatever thoughts process you want to create, you can create. And you will become active, alert. But if you take late dinner and heavy amount, impossible. If you get up also, you will be dozing and dozing and dozing. Nidra yogi, not Raj yogi. So that is the most important step. Second, before going to bed, at least one Baba's Murli you should read. And by reading that, we develop love for Baba. And if not possible, at least listen good musics, good songs, divine songs, Baba's songs, which you like most, full of love for God. So those musics, if you listen before going to bed, that also helps. And convey everything, whatever whole day, whatever happened to Baba, become very clear. Give your complete account to God and surrender. And like a small baby in the mother's lap, how he sleeps very comfortably without having any tension or worries or anxiety at all. Similarly, remembering Baba as our mother, if you take rest, then the sleep will be very, very comfortable, undisturbed. And early morning, automatically Baba actually keeps our alarm set up automatically. Before the alarm we keep, before that you'll get up. This is our own personal experience. So after that, what we have to, you get up early in the morning, then what we have to do so that you will become very powerful. I recollect the versions of Sakar Baba. In one Murli, Baba has told, those children who get up early in the morning and take bath and become very fresh and they prepare and lovefully, those who remember me, they will become the kings of the king in the golden age. They will become the king and the kings of, in the golden age. Whereas those who do not, they will go and sweep the floors and all these things. Baba says, जो बच्चे सवेरे सवेरे उठ स्नान पानी आदि करके बड़े प्यार से अमृत वेले मुझे याद करते हैं वो बच्चे जाके राजा बनेंगे और जो नहीं वो जाके झाड़ू लगाएंगे. ये बाबा के शब्द है. सो व्हेन समबडी गोज टू ए टेम्पल ऑल्सो यू सी द डिवोटीज व्हाट दे डू विदाउट टेकिंग बाथ समबडी गोज टू द टेम्पल एनीबडी गोज. No, never. So we take bath, we put good clothes, then only we go to the temple. And in the temple, to whom you meet? Just statues, idols. And here we are directly meeting God. Directly. So we should take bath or not? When I read this Murli, before that also I had a sanskar. The first thing I do in my life, once I get up, immediately I will go to the bathroom and have bath. Then put fresh clothes. Then you feel fresh. Then you do whatever you like. So those who take bath in the morning, they will not feel sleepy in the Amritvela. Otherwise the whole night's effect continues. But suppose your health is not permitting it, you have some bronchial asthma, some other problems. You don't have, here it is, you see how cold it is. In your country it also must be like that. If you don't have warm water in the morning, no. Again, you have to take care of your health. So, after preparation, what we are supposed to do? Actually, Baba says, there are four steps in Raj Yoga meditation. Four steps. What are those four steps? Stage up, initiation. Second stage is the stage of meditation. Third stage is the stage of concentration. And fourth stage is the stage of realization. Initiation, meditation, concentration, and realization. There are four stages of Raja Yoga meditation. So in the first stage, the stage of soul consciousness, you have to practice that I am not a body, because this body is an insulation around the soul. Unless you discard this insulation, Baba does not have a body. It is difficult to connect with him, to receive power from him. So first thing we have to do in the stage of initiation is to forget this body. Soul conscious stage. We have to practice that. Then comes the stage of meditation. What is that? In stage of meditation, what do you do? What is meditation? Meditation is repetition or recitation of the qualities of God, the virtues of God. In the first stage, we forget our body. We constantly think that I am a soul, I am a soul. I am looking through my eyes, but I am not the eyes. I am hearing through my ears, but I am a sparkling light. I am a conscious point of light. And I have my mind, intellect, and sanskaras, but I am a eternal, immortal point of divine light. But second stage, you go up in the Paramdham, in the Supreme Abode, you visualize Baba, also a point of light. And thinking of him, churning about his qualities, it is called stage of meditation. Baba, you are so great. You are the world benefactor. All of us children, when we are totally deteriorated in this vicious world, you came and gave your own introduction, and you are elevating us. Baba, we are so fortunate. So thinking about Baba only, it is called meditation. Repetition or recitation of the qualities of God. In the second stage, in the first stage you forget the body, in second stage you forget everything of the world. Then comes the third stage of concentration, where we establish all relationship with God. Baba, you are my supreme father, you are my mother, you are my supreme teacher, you are my guru, you are my friend. To experience and establish all relationship with God, that is called the stage of concentration. You are talking to God, you are recollecting his qualities, what benefits he is bringing to you, what inheritance he is giving to you. And you are experiencing, Baba, I was completely ignorant, I was stumbling around, but you came and you are elevating me. I am so fortunate, Baba, you are making so worthy, so that I will rule the entire globe in the golden age. You are making us world emperor and empress. Baba, I never dreamt of all these things. Baba, you are my supreme teacher also. The knowledge you are giving me, not written anywhere. Nobody knows, whoever, however somebody is qualified. You are giving the unique knowledge to me, and through that knowledge I am becoming very powerful, and I have learned the art of living, and I am becoming a deity. So talking to God with love and experiencing all relationship with him, that is called the stage of concentration. Then comes the stage of realization. In the stage of realization, you need not churn anything, you need not think anything. you will experience, you will realize everything. And you are totally focused and concentrated in front of God and visualizing Shivaba as a powerful light and might. And he is spreading the rays of light, might, peace, love, happiness. And those light, they are coming to me and hitting me. I am also experiencing that purity, that peace, that love. Only realization. I can give you an example. When you are feeling very cold, you go in front of a heater. Do you tell anything to the heater? Do you tell anything? What do? Just you sit. You will experience everything. You need not tell, oh heater, I'm feeling very cold, please give some heat. Do you tell like that? Similarly, if you are totally focused and you don't have thoughts of anything in the world, completely you are looking at Shivaba, the powerful magnet, the light and might. It's like a sun radiating the light and might and peace, purity, everything. And you will experience that thing. Only concentration and focus. So that's why the stage of realization comes the last. And if you experience for a few minutes also, with that powerful feeling, you will feel totally charged. And to your surprise, I am sharing one experience. I was reading Swami Vivekananda's one book on Raj Yoga. I was wondering what he is writing regarding Raj Yoga. Because Baba says, I only teach Raj Yoga. Nobody knows. No human being can teach you Raj Yoga. So when I saw a book on Raj Yoga by Swami Vivekananda, I was going through that. And in that book, he has written about the conventional, whatever yoga is taught in India. The ancient yoga taught by Patanjali, only that's only that yam, niyam, sayam, asana, adi adi. Nothing special. But the most important thing what I found there in that book, big book, was he was narrating the experience of a yogi. He has narrated there a yogi after meditation, how he feels. Do you know what he has written? He has written, a yogi after meditation feels as if he can engulf the entire ocean and he can shake the Himalayan. The Himalayan, such big mountain, he can shake it and he can drink all the ocean. The water engulfs the entire ocean. So a yogi after meditation, he feels like that. That much powerful feeling somebody develops after meditation. But after Amrit Vela meditation, if you feel, oh, I have to take rest a little bit, oh, I am like that. So, what type of meditation you are doing? You are fighting with Maya or you are doing receiving all powers from God? If our Amrit Vela is very powerful, we receive all this, we realize all the light and might from Baba. After that, you will feel as if I can do anything in the world. That encouragement and enthusiasm should come from the inner core of the heart. If somebody does not recognize who is God and he is writing that I can engulf the ocean and shake the Himalayan, what about Baba's children, those who know God? What should be the feeling? So that realization comes if all these steps are okay. Like in the first stage, we are totally soul conscious. Second, with love, we churn the qualities of God. Experience Baba. I have nobody other than you. You are mine everything, Baba. You are my father. You are my mother. You are sustaining me, Baba. You are my teacher. With love and affection, we develop that relationship with God. Then Baba also gives everything to us. And Baba, actually, he looks at us. If somebody is really interested to melt his all sins, past sins, and become really one to yogi, or for a few days only just to test it, he has come. So constantly, without fail, a single day, constantly if you practice and practice and practice, automatically Baba will think, no, no, this child is so sincere, he is coming regularly. I must give something to him. So he will bestow all his, whatever he has to us also. So by constant practice it is possible. But still, I am telling some other things which will be very suitable. You may be thinking that all these steps we know, it is mentioned in the books and all these things. But whatever practical experience I have in my past 25 years, I am in knowledge since last 25 years. In the Golden Jubilee year, I got the introduction of Baba. And since then, I am continuing. So I always say, ki I am born with golden spoon in my mouth. And believe me, when I came to Baba, from day one, Baba, nobody conducted me any course or anything. But from the very beginning, first day itself, I started doing service and all these things as if their own family member. So all these sisters, they tell that you are Baba says, Sikila de vachche. Those who are lost and now found again. So you are a very Sikilada vachcha. These sisters, they always tell like that. So it is very fortunate. So I found many things. I listened from Jagdish Bhai, from senior dadis. I have a opportunity. I can always, proudly I can say that I am most fortunate to remain here in Madhuban for past 20 years. I have completed 20 years here. The day one Global Hospital started, I joined Global Hospital and received the sustenance from all our dadis and all senior brothers. And from Abhyak Bhavdada also, we have met several times personally. Baba has blessed us personally. So with that experience, whatever I have learned, the technique, whatever I practice, I am just briefly in 10 minutes, I will finish it. So that you try it, practice it, how effective it is. See, what happens when we sleep in the night? In the morning, why we feel drowsy? It is one of the reasons I told you, because light, if you don't take very little and late in the night, then it is very difficult to feeling fresh in the morning. One reason is that. But the other reason is, Baba is telling, whole night you are sleeping, it is obvious. A diesel car, if you keep outside in this winter, early morning, if you want to start it, is it possible? How difficult? You have to push it, then only the diesel car gets start. Okay. Similarly, early in the morning, when you don't have thoughts in your mind, then automatically you feel drowsy. So, how to create powerful thoughts in the mind in the morning? It is very important. For that reason, you have to activate your mind and intellect. And how to activate it? I am telling you a simple means. Baba has told about in 20 different murlis. I recollect in 69 till date, if you remember, count all these murlis about spiritual drill. Baba has enlightened us many times regarding this spiritual drill. Baba says, whatever service you may have done, whatever things you have done, but if you don't practice this spiritual drill, ultimately you will fail. Because the last examination paper will be of 1 second only. If you, instead of 1 second, if it is, you make 2 seconds, you are fail. So Baba says, you practice this spiritual drill whenever you find time. Then only at the end, Baba will never ask anything. Do you know what is the final paper? Final question? In 1 second, Baba will tell, may you children become bodiless. That's all. If you forget this body in 1 second, you are pass. If you can't, fail. So Baba is telling, practice this spiritual drill for a very long period of time. Then only you will pass. So what is that drill? Those who are sportsmen, those who practice any games also, directly they don't go and jump into the games or anything. Before that, even the sportsmen also, they practice little bit warm-up exercise. They do drill, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. They make drill. Have you seen? Everybody? Similarly, Baba tells, just to warm up their physical body, how they do drill. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Similarly, you do spiritual drill through your thoughts only and visualization. What is that? That 1, 2, 3, 4, I will teach you. Baba has always told 5 stages. You remember your 5 embodiment. But that in the golden age, that worship over this stage, and in the copper age, people will be worshipping you in different statues like Ganesha or Durga or Kali like that. You combine both this, both are worship over these stages. And instead of thinking so many forms, think you are Chaturbhuj Vishnu. So, to simplify it, 4 stages you remember. First, Sakari. That means in the corporeal stage, we are sparkling light, the might. We are Brahmins. And the sitting in the forehead, the corporeal stage, Sakari. Then in 1 second, you go to the subtle region, feel angelic. Your body is not made of this bones and flesh. It is purely of light. And there is a crown of light around your head. And you are an angel. That is called Akari. This is Sakari, then Akari. Then in 1 second, in the Paramdham, you don't have any body. You are completely in the seed stage. That is the light and might. Nirakari. Sakari, Akari, Nirakari. Then come down to the golden age, Satyug, where you are a embodiment of light and might, power. And you are Chaturbhuj Vishnu, Nirvikari, completely voiceless. So Sakari, Akari, Nirakari, Nirvikari. Sakari, Akari, Nirakari, Nirvikari. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. If you are sitting silently in Amrit Vela, if you have a wall clock, tick, 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 tick. Every second you will be seeing the ticking, listening the tickling sound of this wall clock. With that you can match. Initially, you may take little bit longer time to realize that I am in a corporeal form, I am a Brahmin, I have a soul, I am a point of light. Again, I am an angel. I have a very, very light and might, powerful body of made up of light. Again, I am the golden, in the Paramdham, I am a point of divine point of light and might only. Then golden age, I am Chaturbhuj Vishnu. This you may, initially you may take a little bit longer. Then by constant practice, regular practice, in 1 second you can practice all these forms. So initially if you churn this for few minutes, naturally the mind and intellect gets activated. Just like a diesel car, you push it, then it starts. Similarly, to activate the mind and this intellect, the spiritual drill we have to practice for 5-10 minutes. Whenever you are practicing meditation, sit and do the drill first. Then you stabilize yourself in an angelic form in front of Shiva Baba. Brahma Baba and Shiva Baba, both Bap Dada, they are also visualizing like an angel. And at least 10 to 20 this blessings you remember. Baba is blessing you. He is extending his the blessing hand and putting on the forehead and telling, my child, may you become a conqueror of sleep. May you become a conqueror of sleep. May you become a conqueror of sleep. Whatever weakness we have, just you experience that blessings from Baba. Suppose somebody is having anger, he is not conquering it. So take the blessings of peace. May you become a peaceful soul. May you become a peaceful soul. May you become a conqueror of anger. Like that. So blessings at least 20, 30, whatever. You enlist it. And daily take at least 3 times or 8 times or 21 times. If you have a very strong sanskara, you are very difficult to overcome it. 108 times you take blessings daily in the Amritvela. You see, one day you will become the conqueror of that. Baba will bless. So experience that. So to summarize, to make a powerful Amritvela, we have to take attention from the previous day. And the moment you get up in the morning, you say, "Good morning, Baba." And when you are preparing yourself, listen good music, what you like most. By listening those music, you get thrill, love for Baba. Prepare for that. And when you sit in front of Baba, if you can, it is possible, take a bath. Sit in front of Baba's translator light. And first telling good morning to Baba, then make a drill. Sakari, Akari, Dirakari, Nirvikari. 1, 2, 3, 4 for a few minutes. Then take blessings from Baba. Then talk to Baba and experience all relationship with him. Then you sit silently, experience powerful rays are coming to me and hitting me, and I'm very close, 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 and Baba is just like a sun, and I'm merged with that sun. And I am also an embodiment of light and might spreading all over the world. That light and might, the rays of purity, peace, happiness is spreading from me all around. And I am like equal to my father. I am a lighthouse. I am a might house. I am a world benefactor. In that stage, if you stabilize yourself for a few minutes, you see, you will experience your charge totally. So every day, if somebody feels that feeling in the Amritvela, then during daytime also, if during traffic control, any time you practice that sensation, that feeling again, you can have. And time, one time will come, Baba says, you should be powerful yogi 24 hours, constant yogi. So that stage it is possible to attain. Om Shanti.